Okay. Yeah, just a point to you. Since let's start like this here. It says Vishihe Beshel of Ponim, that's the base maksev, that's the for klap of Tiasaya, that of Tiapnia, or both Tiakrovo, Vishom Yisasfu Bimoadim. Vishom Yisasfu Moadim. Okay. So let's start with that. And Yisasfu means gathering together, okay? Yisasfu. Which is a very strange thing. Because a priori, we're talking about Alil Rego, correct? So, a priori, the mitzvah is Al Kol Yochid V'Yochid L'Alus Rego. Kibbutz Moadim, Kibbutz Asifo, is a chayra, is mashmul tzibur as a whole. And the question is, what does it do with Alil Rego? Okay? Well, it's kibbutz or yisasfu, you know, it's a shayla, just how you translate the words, but that's what the word means, basically something like that. So I was wondering, it could be according to something you heard from the Govzicha in Levocha, you could probably deal with it. Because the Rav said, besides the mitzvah, I'll call Yochid V'Yochid V'Alil Rego, there is an Alil Rego Akim Tzibo. And she's called the Pasuk in the volume, Lamed Aleph Yud Aleph, Bavoy kol Yisrael le royes es bnei Hashem elokecha b'mokom sheyivchal. Okay. So, bavoy kol Yisrael. So, this would go well with a little paragraph, a little discussion in the Nevuchim. Rambam Michel Gimel Perek Mem Vov, V'tam To'eles Hechog, Hu Yadua, Hu Yadua. L'ma Shiagi Li Odom Min HaKibbutz Ahu, the Ashpo that it has on the individual from the Kibbutz Ahu. And that's the mile of the Chag. May his chadesh hatera be'apulis halhu. That means v'his ay b'nei odom v'chev k'sosav l'chevo. It brings out mutual love between man and his fellow man. V'kol shekein mitzvahs hakel asher taimu furish l'mad yishmo. So, the Alil Rego is the kibbutz. So then it comes out that there's separate kima mikdash of the kibbutz in mikdash of Knesset Yisrael. It's asfu. If the words are badafko, it just means that the regular itself. Just in then general, you could see, let me just ask the following question, okay? In Musaf and Gimel Golem, we say, "Ubinei chatoenu, v'ein onu yecholim la'alois, v'leirois, u'lishtachvus lefonecha, v'lasis chaviseinu bebeis mechirasecha." So, just in general, we don't mention the Korbanos HaRegel, except for the Musafim. What are we talking about Aviv HaRegel B'chal? No. So, I thought that it's a play Mipnei Chatoenu. That because of the chet, which was Machayev Golus, we're losing two things in Mikdash. Two kiyum in Mikdash. We lose the kiyum in Mikdash of the Musafim, Akrova, and we're also losing the kiyum in Mikdash of Alil Rega. Okay. The question is, when we talk in the Shmon Esrei, in Musaf, are we talking about the Yechidim? Or the whole idea, especially the Musaf, of Tilis Keneget Tilim Nikum, of the Musaf, the Maku of the Musaf, we're talking about the Chavasibu. In fact, that's why there might have been that you don't bring the whole situation about Musaf. So if there is an Inyan, of Tzibur and Alil Regel, then maybe we can make heads or tails of this discussion. But it's a Kiyuma Mikdash, and because of Chet, we're missing two Kiyuma Mikdash, the Kiyuma Krovo and the Kiyum Alil Regel, we're talking about the Tzibu. Okay? And we also pointed out that in Mitzvah Chof, he's talking about Alil Regel also, as part of Tafkidim, it's a Kiyum and Mikdash. I don't know if I mentioned to you, this probably is the answer to the Yuraim. It doesn't count the mitzvah binyan mikdash. Okay, and lechayr he would say it's hagdoma, takovas kobonus or something like that. So if you say that takovas kobonus are kiyum mikdash, it's just the opposite, and it's a proof, and So that's what I thought there. I think I mentioned that to you. That's what the Rambam quotes. The Tafkid of Mikdash in Asei Chof is the reason why it's a Minyan Mitzvah. Here we're interested why it's a Minyan Mitzvah. The question is how you count it was a different issue. And Cherish your base. In Mishneh Torah, he says, Eilof Chogagim. Gimel Pom Bashana. What's Eilof Chogagim? Is it celebrating? Is it bringing Korban Chagiga? What is Eilof Chogagim? So, L'chayra Eilof Chogagim, you're talking about a direction of something. You're not chagig to something. Right? So, you wouldn't say if you bring the Korban Chagiga, Chagig Eilov. It's a little strange. So, and just in general, in the beginning of this Beis Bechira, to talk about Korban Chagiga is a little bit odd. It's a miss, something special. So, Professor Landman told me that in Ibn Janach, in Erech Hagag, Vagzera b'shnei anyonim achas, Kashehi Beloshin Arav, and the same thing, the Hebrew and the Arabic, and the Arab and the Arabic. She'imim ploni chog el beis elokim. Chog el beis elokim. Kishuhu bo elov. Umevi raya bein ashar mitihilim hamon chogeg. In Membeis, hey. So it means to go to do something, to sacrifice something.
No difference between one gimel and two gimels in terms of the meaning of the word?
He doesn't seem to... but there are two gimels in both of them. Which one is? Which one doesn't have two gimels?
Chog. You said...
Chog is the noun.
The noun.
The verb is always chogeg. And however, he was ready to say ploni chog el beis olokim, imagine. So you have to understand that. Okay? Okay. Now, let's go back here. So, you have to understand goes like this. After Vishom Yisas of Moadim, Achakach Hischil Letaye Plotov, Veheich Heim Naasim, the various aspects of the Binyan HaMikdash and how they're made. Okay? Hari. And that's what's going on in the parasha. After Osli Mikdash, it talks about the plot. Hari ein roi limnois kol ma she'oma boi v'asisa mitzvah fnei atzmo. But you have the one thing in the whole. Okay. Now here, let me just tell you like this. See, let's go back and the question, what's the Mikdash all about? Okay? And the Rambam over here said, Beis Makseid, which is a bias that I'm enraptured with the Rabbanu Shalom, I'm constantly involved. You have to keep in mind that the first thing mentioned in Ki'ilu, which should have been the Bi'u'eichas HaMa'eichas, is the Olam. If you call it Beis Makseid, and the Olam is mentioned afterwards, is maybe the Olam is really part of the mitzvah of Binyan Mikdash. You can imagine the thing. See, let's start like this. The Ramban Chumash is very clear that the Ikar Mikdash is the Olam. The Ramban in Shmos Chafei Beis. V'nehem kedoshim ruim shir bohem mikdosh lahashu shchinosa b'neim. V'lechein tzivo tchilo al dvar mishkan shir boi bayis besuchem akulu shal shmo. V'shom yidah b'moyshe v'tzavis b'nei Yisrael. V'nehi ka chifetz b'mishkan u'mokolim menuchas hashchino shuro orim. Moshom v'nati shlecho shom. ודיברתי איתך מעל הקפורס. על כן הקדימה אורם בקפורס, וכאן כי הוא מוקדם המעלה. So, get the impression it's part of the Mikdash. See, you could have done that in the Rambam over here. V'yosli mikdash v'shachanti b'sodah l'shani marir es tavniso ha-mishkan v'es tavnis kol keila v'chein ta'asu v'asu aroin atzei shitim. So he could have said in Rambam that's what's going on. And then it's just the opposite. Everyone, you'll see everyone is in a reversal position. Because the Rav Mishneh Torah, and even in even in Asei Chof, the mitzvah is Beis Avoda, Asei Chof. And Beis Avchidish Bo Teakrov. Okay. So if the Rambam Lecheir is like that, because if you say that the Beis Maksei is a bias of a kiyum, the Shich Nesidat Shu, that's what it's all about. And the all in Lecheir is about that also. However, the Ramban in Asei Lamed Gimel is very different from what is approaching Chumash, because Ramban Chumash is saying that the Chefs of Mikdash is V'shechanti B'Seichem and it's Orem, correct. And listen to what he does in Lamed Gimel, because in the Asogis to Lamed Gimel, and I'll read it to you later, Blineda, he basically is saying that all the Kalim are a Hechsher for Avoda. The Shulchan for Lechem Aponim. The Menorah for Lokas Neiris. Mizbeach HaPnimi for Kteres. Okay. And the amazing thing, he adds a new mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, so Ram doesn't have. It's called Asiyas Ha'olim. And he says, Lu Yitzur, that the Olim will be whatever it is, and you make another Olim for the Luchas. You don't need Dafka Olim for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, I'm only wondering, in the Ramban and Chumash, can you imagine if the Ika Chefetz and the Ika Kavona from Mishkan is a mokum from Menuchas Hashchina, and that's the Orem. So the separate mitzvah from Orem, besides Vosli Mikdash, you would have assumed that Orem is part of it. That's what I would have assumed. In Sefer Mitzvahs, where he talks about the Kalim as a Machshir, this is a Machshir, this is a Machshir, for this Avoda, he counts the Orem as a separate mitzvah. So L'chaira, it's just the opposite. And the Rambam Mishneh Torah, it's just the opposite of what he's doing in the Shoshim. If you take what he's doing in the Shoshim as very serious, okay? However, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he calls the Beis HaMikdash Beis HaVoida. If you call him the Beis HaVoida, okay? And where does he put Hilchos Beis HaBechira? The beginning of Sefer HaVoida. So, it's the opposite as of the idea of the Arabic of Beis Maksei, that it's a mokum where I'm enraptured with the Shekhinah of the Sheikh Nesidashim. Okay? I'm just pointing out what he said.
Where would go in the Rambam if it was the Sheikh Nesidashim, if that was the...
No, the question is, see, what the Rambam does in three places, in Shereshit Beis, and in Asei Chof, and the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he does the following. He says, defines what the Chefs of Mikdash is. In Shereshit Beis is the Beis Maksei, which is a place I'm enraptured with the Rebbei Nishalem. I'm constantly intellectually involved with the Rebbei Nishalem. That's what the Yodei Dover explained to me, okay? In the Arabic. In Asei Chof, he calls it Beis Avoda. It's a very different thing of defining it. He has one of the tafkidim as akrova, but he talks about the eish and the halafos eish. It's really avoda, okay? in here, in Yud Beis, he talks about Akova, but it's one of the Tafkidim, but it's the later one, the Elif Tia Pnia. Okay? And in Beis HaBechira, there's no mention Bechlau of this whole idea of Beis Maksid. It's Beis Lashem, and everything is about Akova. Okay? If everything is about Akova, that's what it is. It's a mokim favorite. Okay. Now, my Rebbe was medayik, and I'll read to you in Igus Agrid. Then Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Ram says that we also be mikdash or mikdash shiva kelim. Okay. He doesn't count all of it. And he learned that these kelim, according to the Ram, that's the Ramban disagreeing with. The Kalim, these Kalim, according to the Rambam, are part of the mitzvah from Osuli Mikdash. That's what he's saying. That the Torah says the general mitzvah klolis of Osuli Mikdash, and then it has the Chalokim. And the Chalokim, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Oloi, are not separate mitzvahs, but they're part of Osuli Mikdash. Correct? That's what you have here. Now follow, correct? So that's, it's very good over the, you see the question is, what's he trying to do? Is he trying to present it as Beis Maksid? You see, the whole discussion, the Rambam, I would say pivots on this. Because he's saying, the Torah tells you a mitzvah also in Mikdash, and then it explains what the Chalokim are, correct? And if the first Chalik, which is mentioned in Parshish Truma, is Oren, and has nothing to do with Mikdash, the point is a very odd point. But for his argument with Alok's Gedolos, because this is a play, this is a lead up into his argument that the Korban Chatos, Korban Oyla, Korban Chatos, Korban Oshem, and Korban Shlomim, the Teres Achatos, or the Maisa Achatos, the Teres Oyla, are separate mitzvah and yinam mitzvahs. And that's what it does. The Torah talks about the oila, im oila kobonoi, and then it explains all the various halakim of it, and it gives the whole seder. In chatos, it does also. It does a seder, okay? Whether it's at the end of the parasha, which says zeis teres achatos, zeis teres osham, zeis teres zevach hashlamim. But if you see, you would expect the Rambam over here that he's locked into that if see, there's no need to say. Yosalim Mikdash is that. You can say the clan Mikdash, nothing to do with the Mikdash. You can do whatever you like, okay? But the Rambam seems to say the clan Mikdash is part of the mitzvah of Yosalim Mikdash. And he's used the Zerai against the Bahag. So you would have assumed that all is part of it. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Now, let's continue. V'ahakach bo l'tayeh chaloko v'echiyasu. That's the, right? After he told you v'yosali mikdosh, he's telling the chalokov and how they're made. Hine enu oi limnois kol ma shomar bo v'esisa mitzvah v'neatzim. So the Ram Pshita is the clay of mikdosh, a part of the mitzvah v'yosali mikdosh. And that is the mitzvah chof also. That he says, Yosli Mikdash Kfar Be'alnu Sha'klolus Hazeis Kalalus Apotim Sha'menoyu Va'ashucham V'zbech V'zulosom Kulam Mechelke HaMikdash Va'kol Nikol Mikdash. That's he says the Chof. And that's what he does in Beis HaBechira. Perek Aleph Halacha Hei Vav. V'elu Hei Radvom Shein Ika Mebinyan Abayis. Oisim by Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim, V'yir lefnei Kodesh, Mokim Echod, V'hu Niko Ulam, U'shloshton Nikoim Heichal, V'oisim Mechitza Cheres, Sov V'leichal, V'choyka, K'mokal Echotze, V'chule. והכל נקרא מקדש. ועושים המקדש שבע כלים. מזבח לאוילו ולשאר קורבנות, וכבש שאוילים בוי למזבח, ומקיימוי לפני אולו, מושך לדום וכו', וקיו וקרוי, לקש ממנו הכהנים ידיהם ורגליהם, לעבודה, ומקיימוי בין אולו למזבח, מושך לדולם שהוא שמאל וכו', מזבח לקטרס, ומנוי ושולחן, שלושת בשיח הקודש, לפני קודש הקדוש. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Ramban. That's the Rambam. My Rebbe, I'll read to you the quote, what he says. He writes like this: "Vashev nira oid, the kol asiyasa shel oloid eno kiyum shel mikdash uklam mikdash shal kelim el the kumo nemo v'shayach vachaluchas." That's what he says. The oloid according to the Rambam is not part of it. But l'chera to say this in Shiras Yud Bei is a little bit odd. In base of l'chera, he talks about shiva kelim. I understand, and if you call it base avoid, I understand. Chesed. Now, let's just do a little bit more back. Then I'll come back to the Rambam a little bit. The question is, how do you look at Shulchan? According to Rambam, is Shulchan basically should have been in Sherish Asiri? It's a Gdoma to the Lechem upon him? So I wouldn't have done that, even though I wouldn't have done that. Because the Ramban in Lamed Gimel, in the Asay Lamed Gimel, compares to the Big Dekuna. It's mamas a hechshe for the Avodah. The Kohen is mukhshe l'avod with the Big Dekuna. The Lechem upon him, the hechshe Avodah, Lechem upon him requires a Shulchan. Because the Shulchan shouldn't be. It's not just something you have to do before. It is that chefza which you right. It's part of the mitzvah itself. Okay? And the mizbach teres. Okay? And the menorah. You mekayim with the menorah. The Rambam l'shita say, what's the isa of making a tzuas menera? Okay. Or other. What's the isa? So normally you would say to the Rambam, there's a sasa iti. Somehow it's doing mishal shimolim, whatever you want to talk about, which you don't know what we're talking about. The Rambam puts this in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in the Inyan of Yir HaMikdash. As the Rambam says like this. That's the Rambam says. Like this. Excuse me. Rambam says, excuse me. Ram says, what's it? Here. Ram says in Perek Zayin in Beis HaBechira, Halacha Aleph and Yud, Mitzah say, Liyur men ha-Mikdosh, Shinem ha-Mikdosh ha-Tiro, V'chule, Halacha Vov, Halacha Yud, V'yosel le-Odom, Shiyase bayis tavnis hechel, achsadra tavnis ulom, chotza kineger azora, shulchan betzuas shulchan, menorah betzuas menorah. Chotza tam b'diyos hamikdash. It can only be used hamikdash if these kelim lechilas netz hamikdash. If you look at the Ramban, then it's not part of Mikdash. But not part of Mikdash, right? It's just a heksha for the avoda, for lechem upon him. L'chol, you can't say this whole shtickle tale. Correct? And then you have to go to Pash, the Gemara, and avoda zora. But the Gemara says, look, lo sasuniti. Misham shemo, misham shelamata, maila, whatever it happens to mean. Ramban, here, listen to this. This lashon Ramban nasei lamed gimel. Ulchein lo nimna nachnu asiyas hashulchan v'amenorah v'mizbeach mitzvah b'fnei atzmo mitzvah v'asiyas hashulchan menorah mizbeach is not a mitzvah b'fnei shenitztavinu losum lechem b'fnei Hashem tomid. V'tzivo yisoro behechsho avoyda zeis shehi losum oisoy b'shulchan metur kein olav be'inyan kein v'tzivonu yisboach ba'lokas haneir lefono v'sida lonu shetia loka azu b'menoy rezov mishkolo v'inyono kein v'chein v'hinehen tashmishe kedusha. Listen what he does. Why? Lefi she'ein ha'kelim chelik min habayis avol hein shtayim mitzvus ve'ein ma'akvis zu ezu. This is part of the mitzvah ha'kovo and this is the mikdash. Then he says, "Umakriv b'bayis, afal pi she'ein boy kelim me'elu." Makriv b'bayis, afal pi she'ein boy kelim me'elu. Okay. So we talk about. Makriv m'afa b'shein bayis, okay. So he says, makriv b'bayis, af b'shein kelim elu. So, listen to, just read you. V'hinei mikol mokoyim, hi mitzvah yuchedis b'fnei atzmo, mikdosh, eino hechshu mitzvah acheres, ki menoyro v'hamizbeichos v'ashulchan. Okay. So what's v'hamizbeichos? And, oh, mizbeich chitzon also. It's not only the kelim which are in the heichal, correct? See, here is very strange. So it means the mizbeach is not part of mikdash, but it's a hechsher, okay? And that's, and what is it, makriv maf b'shein bayis, b'yinid mizbeach? So maybe it's a whole different story, the makriv maf b'shein bayis, b'yinid mizbeach, because the hechsher, in other words, we learn kitchi mishen, kitchi l'shaita, the kitchi los love, all right? But you name is Be'ach. Okay? Because that's goof part of the Mikdash? Well, you need a Mizbeach. But you don't need the Mikdash, but you need the Mizbeach. So what do you need Mizbeach for? So Ramban would say, you need Mizbeach for the Heksha, for the Avoida. The Kedushas Mokoyim is there, but there's Makim Vishayim Bayis. makbir mizbeach. For the same way, you can't makbir, you can't bring lechem upon him without a shulchan. You can't be madlik the menorah without a menorah. You can't bring korbanos without a mizbeach.
The standard pshat of why you need a mizbeach is?
See, I know standard shots. See, I just have to ask yourself that Mizbeach Shenifgam, that the Korbanos are Nifsa, okay? And Maaseh Sheni, you can't eat with Nifgam Mizbeach. So, you know, if it's, so what does it mean? It's a hechsher only for Akrova? So the question is what's, or, okay? See, I would ask the opposite, okay? The Rambam says even makriv mashrim bayis is yemata mum bekotchim bisman hazeh is ein olaykim. So Rambam used to say the bayis bebonim and bayis bechobon is always is not the same. Okay, beseda. Dinin mizbeach. Let's say we to be based on mikdash no mizbeach. Would there be a achiv malchus for matal mum? You can imagine, yes. So the question is, see, according to Ram, we'll see later, I don't want to talk about this now, it's more for mitzvah chav, and that's the Gemara in Zvachim, is high cleave, high ritz, but mizbech is part of Tzuvus HaMikdash. And not kol b'ksav is in Tzuvus HaMikdash. So that means a little. So he would tell you that even you don't need the bayis, but you need maybe the Tzuvus HaMikdash and mizbech. You see, let me ask you a different question. And if it's true or not, when you makriv mafshirim bayis, do you need the shu'im of mizbeach v'kol b'ksav, or you just need mizbeach there?
When you're asking a smaller size mizbeach than the regular dimensions, is it?
What?
Are you asking whether you could use
Yeah, small, bigger, I don't know.
But the makom you're saying, for
the
sure.
Makom, no. The Ram says that the makom mizbeach, mechuvim b'yoseh, B'skrov used to say that there wasn't stam, that that given the vim, mei'in al makom, and lost the love, you need to be mei'in al makom, you can't be makom, in the can't be mei'in al makom. To say that.
The makom defines dimension, at least for two dimensions.
We don't know dimension, because you can't, l'cheira. You can't have a mokum bigger than the mokum that go from Avram and the Kedis Yitzchak, or that go from Avram from Od Marisha, or whatever cover you want. Correct. So this is a very strange thing. What's the relation mizbeach and bayis? But the Ramban is very clear that it's a machshir. Okay. And the Rambam, I'm not sure about that, because the Rambam learns that Mizbech HaChitzein is part of the Binyan HaMikdash. And it's very clear in Aseh Chof, the Rambam. Very clear. And that, I would say, the Gemara from Ha'i Ritzbo, the Gemara saying it's Chof Zayin and Aleph in Zvachim. Now, I'll ask you another question, okay? Once you're ready to count kelim, how many kelim do you count? Why do you only go up to 7? Why do you count all 93 kelim mikdash? There are 93 kelim. I Especially, you can ask a different question, because the Ram says, he says, V'achakach bo'er l'tayich haloka v'yich yasu, when he talks about Mikdash. In other words, the Hemshech, all the parshias of Shulchan, Menorah, Mizbech Hazor, the Tzaveh, whatever. Okay? What are they trying to explain? The Asali Mikdash, right? But in each one of them, it talks about the Kelim also. From this Kelim, the Kelei HaShulchan, the Kelei Menorah. So, are you going to say that they're all part of Asali Mikdash? Hayim Mechalik. Correct? Good kasha. Okay. See here, it says, V'yosisa koloisov, v'kapoisov, v'kaseisov, v'rakiyosov, ashiyusov behem, zohov tor, in shulchan, klei shulchan, tasoisov. In shmois chav hei, chav tes lamed, to lamed. So he says, my Rebbe asked this question. And he gets agreed. And based on Bechira, Perek Almech is Bechira, Diva Maschel Bechira. Vesutzo Achim, Loma Loi Hevi Arambam, Gam Shah Kli Shores, Gam Shah Kli Shores, Vaya Pasha Shuma Gabi Mishkon, Vodivri Ayomim, Gam Bebinyin HaMikdash, Muvom Heim. They're in the Bina Mikdash. When it's Tavul Aseisa. So that's a little bit odd, okay? If the Kalim, all the Kalim that are mentioned, the Vayam are mentioned in Truma, I understand. But you can't count the Keli, which is mentioned in Divayamim, which is not counted Pasha Truma. It can't be a mitzvah because it's mentioned in Divayamim. So L'Cheli doesn't mean that. You can't do that. So my Rebbe says like this. He says, "V'nira the Hainu Taimo, the Rambuchus Mesa Bechira, Hevi Rak Isum Hakelim, Shekiumum, Umitzvosum, Hurak Bimakaimum, Shenem Abraham. That the whole chefsa, the whole keem of the Keli is in the Mokoy. V'yase Nira, the keem Shekelim Elu, Eno Miskayim, Rak Behem Gufa, El Gam Bimakaimum, the Tzoch Shiu, Boy Kelim Elu." Okay, and that's what he goes on and says. Okay. Now, how do you know this? Because all the Kalim are mentioned in the parasha. But the Ram Sefer Mitzvah says it. One or two words. In Mitzvah Sechov, he says, Kfar his ba'aru, dine mitzvah zu b'chlolo. The mitzvah, kloima binyan mikdash v'tavnisoi, u'binyan mezbeach v'dinoi mesech demchaboros lezu, v'hi meseches midos. V'chein izboye tavnis ha-menoyer v'ashulcha v'mezbeach hazov, u'mekoimom beheichol. So what's mekoimom beheichol? What does it do? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is not the Mishnah Torah telling you halachos. If mekoimom beheichol is not part of the mitzvah binyan hamikdash, l'chayr hold the king v'erta. So l'chayr my Rebbe shtickel, l'chayr the state in Rambam, mekayim beheicha. But notice he doesn't say it by the like this. In mizbeach he talks about the mizbeach of binyan mizbeach v'dinoi, and then he talks about in that mekayim beheicha. But let's talk about the mizbeach. So the answer is, and now talk about this Bli Neder, we'll talk about this more Mitzvah Chav when we get there. The Cholot Betzim Yisei Dinoi, or that's the Pshat Nigmo Zvochim, Hayiritzba, the Mizbeach has Mizbach and the Cheshes, which is the Deiris, is the Mizbach Havon and Mechubel Karko, Hayiritzba, it's a Chilich from Gufa Mikdosh. And the fact that it's a Chilich from Gufa Mikdosh, that goof is part of the Mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash. The other Kalim, they're not Mechubel Karko, it's just in Tablis HaMikdash, you need these Kalim and Mekoimim. It's a whole different story. There he talks about Mekoimim. That's what I would tell you.
So they become a chelik of the mikdash, that's what's happening? They become a chelik of the mikdash since they're mekayem with
Ma'akim? I don't know. No, they chelik of mitzvah binyan on mikdash. But not part of the goof. You know what? They're part of the mitzvah. And they're mekayem. If, and especially, you see, this, they talk, the Gemara calls that Kol B'Ksav, Hiskil, it's a very spooky thing, okay, Kol B'Ksav. But it's even stranger, because both Abchai and my Rebbe assumed that they were poshut, that a Kol B'Ksav is Likuv and Mikdash, okay? So how can a Novi come? The psukim and what the meyam wherever ha kovik sav zechli kuva. So you have to say the same way the Gemara Tainis says, the same Rabban says, and Cherish Beis Moshe Rabbeinu lo yicheskem buzim minayin kach kibul yishpish. Okay, kiilu the kovik sav is a pirush mekubal in the midst of binyan hamikdash. Okay. Can't be the Kuva. But it's not like the Goyin, because Pashta Gro in Shulchan Aruch, in Yodea, in Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Ches, V'lo Yaseh Bayis Tavnis Heichol V'chulei, and he says, Menoira, Tavnis Menoira, Avol Shel Shiva Kanim, Lo yase afilu misham eni matres. Vafilu b'lo yigvim b'kaftoyim uprochim. Afilu eno gavoye yudches tvochim. If the menorah is not gavoye yudches tvochim, there's also a problem. The state in Goyin. So the Goyin says, afilu eno, the gam kein eno ma'akim. Koshkos mizvochim. The goyva shom mizbeach eno ma'akim. V'yafa gav the goyva ksiv b'kro. Koshi came menorah, do exiva mikra, the goyva. Because it had to be, because if the goyva would be likuva, then it wouldn't be shem menorah, l'cheira. So that's, I assume, that the shear of menorah should not be likuva. So it means that Kol B'Ksav is not Likuva. It could be this is the Pshat in the Mesiris HaMegillah. There's a Mesiris HaMegillah. There's a Major Shmuel. Hashi Tezvav, V'ato Hisyatzvu, V'eshpeto Eschem. Rabbi Yimiyo B'Shem Rav Shmuel, Bar Yitzchok, Megillos Beis HaMikdosh, Shemosar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, Bamido, Hodehu Diksiv, V'ato Poya Modi Modi, Omad Moshe umosel Yeshua b'amida. Hodehu omra Hodehu diksiv kro es Yeshua v'isyatzvu. Omad Yeshua u'mosel ezkenim b'amida. V'yasev Yeshua es kol shivti Yisrael. Shchemo v'isyatzvu v'nei olokim. Omdu zekenim u'mosel neviim b'amida. Hodehsiv yat isyatzvu. Omdu neviim u'mosel ledovid b'amida. V'les lekro. Oma David, umosel shloimoy benoy b'amida. V'ato Hashem choneni, v'kimani, v'eshlom alohem. Hakol b'ksav. Melameid, shenitno b'meseres. Olai hiskil. Melameid, shenisnabe, shenitno b'ruach ha-kodesh. Shenitno b'ruach ha-kodesh. So l'cheira, there's the chamisayif Moshe on it, and that's the kol b'ksav. So l'cheira, it's a pirush mekubal, okay?
Isn't it problematic that the dvarim shebaal peh?
That's it's even more than it's mamish. That's the problem, because l'cheira, this is different than anything we know, because that's gufo we were saying that was the mesayir, that's the Rambam, the Hakdama, the pirush haMishnah. That was the Seder Mesirah, and it could be the whole deed of the Rosh Hashanah, Tarshon Medavon Vapeh, was only a Mesirah. It's not in Kriyas HaTeres, it's in the Mesirah. That's why the Ram says, and the only Ram doesn't quote the deed of Mishnah Terah about the Rosh Hashanah, Tarshon Medavon, but he says in Akdomo, he says that the Rosh, the Novi, who was the Rosh HaMesiris, or the Rosh, the Nosi Sanhedrin, wrote the Dvorim down, but he didn't teach it mitoch haksav. So the Dvorim shebaal peh, and that's the Mesirah, Dvorim shebaal peh. Vayest chayis, you see, he says, Megillas beis hamikdash shemos, see, listen to this, Megillas beis hamikdash shemos ha-kodesh boruch hu l'moshe b'amida. State, this is a different type. You see, we don't even know. The Ram Pirush Mekubal, it's like the Mesirah, Teresh Vapeh is the Teresh. Here there's a Megillah that there was a Mesirah version. Not only Lucha, it says the Megillah. Megillah Shemos HaKodesh Boruch Hu L'Moshe. I thought it's a Megillah. The Sefer Torah, it says Moshe was Mechekek, was Shliach HaMatik. Oh, it's a Mormon. But a Pella. But we don't know how the Ram deals with this. Ram doesn't quote the Megillah. It's different than the whole idea of Messiah. Because the Messiah is a Messiah. And that's what Ram says in Pirush. And Pirush Mishnayis, they wrote the Pesukim, which are the mitzvahs, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the Dinei Sukkah. On Basukas Teish, they wrote Basukas Teish and Shivas Yomim. Because Dvar Shabbiksav. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught them what this Megillah is and what the Dinim are. That the Pesukov is a Shikl Teira, you know. Is Mizmah Shichan Kasabais to David because David was a chayla and he wouldn't be able to stand. And if he couldn't stand, all the ganze Mesirah would be poker. There's no mikdash because you need to be moist in Megillah Bamida with this medrash. That's what Mizmah was. Chesnet, I commissioned it right in them. That's what he says. That's what Mizmah says. See here. Truth I want to skip. What I want to do is really explain, is it clear in the Rama Mitzvah Chof that he's not talking about all in there? See, here it's not clear, but I'd rather it entails a whole discussion of Mitzvah Chof, and I'd like to leave him a Mekoymoy, because it's Negei over here, but you can't learn up what the Pshuta Shal Mikra of v'im mizbach avonim v'im mizbach adoma tase, that the mizbach adoma is referring to boma pshash the cause, the whole discussion there, we have to understand what the Ram is talking about there, and maybe with that I can help us over here, but I'd rather leave it mekoyma. Now next here okay. Next. Here. is like this. So like this. And he continues. The Chambam is a chiddush that he counts in Midian and Mitzvahs, Maisa Eilach, Maisa Chatos, Maisa Osho, and Maisa Shlom. Separate Mitzvahs and Midian and Mitzvahs. Independent of the Kovas of Tmidim, independent of everything. A separate Mitzvah called after the Maisa Eilach. Then he says, and he adds a new line over here, which is very, very important, which we'll just start now, and we'll pick up if you want next week. You'll let me know when, we'll see, but we'll pick it up mitzvah next time. For who shall mitzvah achas he, kola huasiya mutu'eres, b'chol min u'min mimine akobonus. What the Ram says is that these dalet kobonus are kilil or types of korbanos, okay? Which means Eilach, Chatos, Oshem, and Shlom is kill everything. The question which we're going to have to deal with, which is going to be an interesting question, okay? What about B'chor, Maise, and Pesach? Okay? And you would expect that should be very important because the Ram's Kril Kol Mine Korbanos, okay? So it's interesting, and just as a footnote over here, which we have to explain, the Rambam has, as a parenthetical remark, at the end of Asay Sam of Vav, to explain that Maise Behema, Kom Pesach, and B'chor are really part of Shlomim, that category. And when he wrote Pirush Mishnayis, the first time in Zvachim, there was no discussion about it. He has an Akdom about the Mine Korbanos. In Madura Basra, and you can tell from the Rambam's handwriting on the Ksav Yad that he added it later. Okay, it was a faster script, okay? He adds an explanation of why these korbanos are part of Shlom. Okay? It wasn't there in Madur Kam at all. And here it's a parenthetical remark. But L'chira, it's very important. Because if L'chira, what you want is a mitzvah, which is Kailo, this one, this one, this one, this one, and it's Kailo all many korbanos, if it's not Kailo mice, see, the truth is, you could have said a whole different story. That you really don't need a mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah of Pesach, in mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Pesach, okay? It's a mitzvah of B'chor, okay? And mitzvah Maisa Behema. But that's not really an answer. Because the Ram is counting not the mitzvahs Havor, but the Chefsa, or the Maisa Korban. So if it's a type of Maisa Korban, it should be a different mitzvah also. The same way B'chor, the same way the others are. And that's why he goes out of his way that it's clearly called Korbanos. But it's very strange that the explanation is almost a parenthetical remark at the end of Sam Vav. And L'chaira, it's necessary for the whole discussion. We don't know what's going on. So Mitz Hashem, that I will talk about next time, okay? Now let's continue a little bit. After the end. So here, here he says that, for example, in Minyan HaKotzer, there's the Maisa Oilo, there's the Maisa Chatos, and the Maisa Osho, and the Maisa, and the Maisa Zevach HaShlom. Those are the mitzvahs. In Samach Vov, he says like this, in Asay Samach Vov, V'albo Maisim, Kloimo, Maisa Oilo, V'chatos, V'osho V'ashlomim, Heim Kol Maisa HaKobonis Kulam. So he's making a statement. Lefi shekol korban behema shemakivo yisa yochid v'atzibur eino ela echo mi'abo asugim alol. Then at the end he says, o mesechas vochin kolelis gam Dine Arba Mitzvah Seilu. That's what Maseches Zvachim is about. The Torah from these four Kabbalahs. V'hanispach aleihen l'n Aleph min hadoim alohen. That's a reference to Korban Pesach, Maaseh Behemah, and Shlomo. We have to understand what all this means. That's Shem next week. Okay. If you like.